At the stroke of midnight, the haunting, abandoned mansion loomed ominously under the ghostly light of a full moon. Shadows danced across the decrepit walls, casting eerie patterns over the ancient, tattered tapestries. The air was thick with the pungent smell of mildew and decay, each breath a reminder of the building's long solitude. The mansion, once a beacon of opulence, now stood as a crumbling monument to a bygone era. Tall windows, shattered and gaping, allowed the cold night breeze to play with the moth-eaten curtains, setting them alight in a spectral dance. Cobwebs clung desperately to intricate chandeliers, swaying gently with every whisper of wind, while portraits of long-dead residents stared down from cracked frames, their eyes following every movement with silent accusation. Tux the cat, sleek and cunning, padded silently across the worn red carpet that traced the main hallway. His emerald eyes glinted in the dim light, reflecting both curiosity and determination. He moved with purpose, his whiskers twitching as he navigated the labyrinthine structure. The oppressive silence was almost tangible, punctuated only by the distant hoot of an owl and the occasional rustle of leaves outside. As Tux approached the grand staircase, he paused, sensing something amiss. His ears perked up, catching the faintest hint of a whisper, a spectral voice calling out from the shadows of history. The staircase, a relic of masterful craftsmanship with its mahogany banister and elaborate carvings, seemed to groan under the weight of untold secrets. Driven by instinct, Tux ascended the steps, his paws barely making a sound on the creaky wood. At the top, he turned toward the west wing, where the whispers grew louder, guiding him to a heavy oak door. The ornate handle was cold to the touch and resisted his initial attempts, but eventually, with a reluctant groan, the door swung inward. The room beyond was bathed in shadows, with only a sliver of moonlight piercing through a gap in the curtains. In the center, an old grand piano stood silently, its keys covered in a thick layer of dust. Here, amidst the silence, Tux discovered the source of the whispers, a hidden compartment beneath the piano's keyboard. With a deft paw, Tux pried open the compartment, revealing a brittle piece of parchment, an ancient map, its edges frayed but still legible. A symbol etched onto its surface, a crescent moon encircled by stars, matched an emblem on a nearby tapestry, hinting at a long-forgotten secret. As Tux held the map, a wave of excitement surged through him. This was no ordinary clue. It was a key to unraveling the mansion's dark past. With the map securely grasped in his mouth, Tux slipped back into the shadows, ready to confront whatever mysteries awaited him in the forsaken corridors. Guided by an unerring sense of purpose, Tux padded down the hallways, his path illuminated only by the faint glimmer of moonlight and the sporadic flicker of the candles. Each step brought him closer to the heart of the mansion's mystery. According to the map, the next clue was hidden in the old library, a place that had long been forgotten by time. The library door stood ajar, its heavy oak frame splintered and warped from years of neglect. Tux nudged it open with his nose, revealing a cavernous room lined with towering bookshelves. The air was thick with the scent of aged paper and leather, punctuated by the occasional flutter of bat wings from somewhere in the darkness. Tux's eyes gleamed with determination as he scanned the room, searching for anything that matched the cryptic markings on the map. It wasn't long before he spotted an anomaly, a book out of place, its spine facing inward. With a deft leap, Tux landed on the nearest shelf and carefully nudged the book free with his paw. The book fell to the floor with a resounding thud, echoing through the silent mansion like a gunshot. As it lay open, a hidden compartment within its pages revealed a small brass key, tarnished with age but unmistakably important. Tux inspected the key closely, noting the intricate design etched onto its surface, a crescent moon encircled by stars, matching a symbol on the map. He took the key in his mouth and followed the map's directions once more, navigating through the maze of corridors and rooms. His journey led him to the base of a grand yet crumbling fireplace in the main hall. The map indicated a hidden lock somewhere within the structure. Tux sniffed around, his keen senses picking up on a faint draft coming from behind one of the bricks. With calculated precision, Tux used his claws to pry at the brick, revealing a small hidden compartment. Inside, a lock waited, perfectly sized for the key he had found. Tux inserted the key, and with a twist, the lock clicked open, revealing a concealed passageway descending into the depths of the mansion. The air grew colder as Tux ventured further into the passage, each step echoing with an ominous resonance. The walls were lined with inscriptions and symbols, telling a story of a dark pact made long ago. At the end of the passage, Tux entered a subterranean chamber, its walls adorned with faded tapestries and ancient relics. In the center of the chamber stood a pedestal, upon which rested a crystal orb, glowing faintly with a mysterious light. Tux approached cautiously, his eyes narrowing as he sensed the powerful magic emanating from the orb. This was the heart of the mansion's curse, the very source of the shadows that haunted its halls. With a determined swipe of his paw, Tux knocked the orb from its pedestal. As it shattered into pieces, a blinding light erupted from within, flooding the chamber with an intense brilliance. The walls trembled, and a low rumbling noise grew louder, as if the mansion itself were groaning in relief. A wave of energy surged through the air, sweeping away the oppressive darkness that had lingered for centuries. The faded tapestries fluttered, their colors briefly restored before settling back into stillness. The ancient symbols lining the walls glowed brightly for a moment before dimming, their power dissipated. The ground beneath Tux's paws vibrated gently, and the ghostly whispers that had once filled the air transformed into a harmonious hum, rising to a crescendo before fading into silence. The weight of countless years lifted, and the mansion exhaled, its stones seeming to sigh in unison. The room warmed noticeably, the chill of the curse dissipating like morning mist under the sun. In that moment, Tux felt a profound sense of tranquility, as if the very soul of the mansion had been healed. The heavy, foreboding atmosphere evaporated, replaced by an almost palpable sense of peace. Tux, now a hero of his own making, retraced his steps back to the surface. The mansion, though still in ruins, seemed less foreboding, as if a great weight had been lifted from its ancient stones. He paused at the entrance, casting one last glance at the place where his adventure had begun. With the mansion's curse broken, the air felt warmer, lighter. As Tux stepped outside, dawn broke over the horizon, casting a golden glow upon the once-shadowed estate. He trotted away, tail held high, reflecting on his adventure and the mysteries he'd uncovered, feeling a profound sense of accomplishment.